You want to read with us this morning? I'm going to read some out of the book of Jeremiah, the 8th chapter. We're going to start with the first verse. This is very familiar scripture. I know this morning. Eighth chapter, first verse. At that time, saith the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, and the bones of his princes, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon and all the host of heaven whom they have loved, and whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered nor be buried. They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth. And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places whither I have driven them, saith the Lord of hosts. Moreover, thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, shall they fall and not arise? Shall he turn away and not return? Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return. I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course as the horse rusheth into the battle. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. How do you say, we are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them. Therefore will I give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For everyone from the least even unto the greatest is given to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace when there is no peace? Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall. In the time of their visitation they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. I will surely consume them, saith the Lord. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and the leaf shall fade, and the things that I have given them shall pass away from them. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves. Let us enter into the defense cities. Let us be silent there, for the Lord our God hath put us to silence and given us water of gall to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. We looked for peace, but no good came. And for a time of health, and behold, trouble. The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones. For they are come and have devoured the land, and all that is in it, the city and those that dwell therein. For behold, I will send serpents, cockatrices among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, saith the Lord. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment hath taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter, the 8th chapter of the book of Jeremiah. Now, I know this morning that this is not a new message. Probably an older message. But as we're reading in the midst of this 8th chapter, there's not anything in this chapter that's not similar to what's going on today. There's things in this chapter, and believe it or not, Jeremiah loved the people of God. And he was noted as the weeping prophet because he wept for the children of Israel. He wept for them of whom he prophesied to. And he asked a question, several questions in this scripture, my friend, about the situation that they had found themselves in. Brethren, God had told Jeremiah, and he said, I'm bringing judgment upon Israel. I'm bringing some things upon them that they're actually not going to be able to go through except they repent. Now, I know that's not acceptable in this day that we live in. We're in a time just like Jeremiah. We're in a day, my friend, when we'll sin and then we'll ask the question, what have we done? Yes, sir. I'm not talking, my friend, to them in that day. I want you to realize, folks, I'm talking to this congregation. These people, my friend, around today, and it's widespread. It's not just in Mountain View. It's not just in our community. It's just not in our churches. Brethren, it's worldwide, and folks have forgotten the God whom they serve today. Yes, they have. Yes, they have. You know, it's all to our shame. It's all to our shame. You forget God, my friend, all it does is go against you. You think about it. My friend Jeremiah, he cried out these words unto these people because God had showed him, brethren, the end of the thing. He showed him, my friend, that they is coming to judgment. And that they wasn't going to be able to stand. And he asked a question, and I'm just going to be plain with you. Brethren, we are living in a time when, brethren, we're numb to the Word of God today. Numb. Have no feeling. Brethren, we look out. We say the world's doing it. And folks, judgment from God's coming upon you. Mark it. Mark it. Brethren, the sins of the people have never, my friend, been hidden from God. Never! Preacher, we've got situations that we're trying to straighten out. Brethren, let God straighten it out for you. We're living in a day, I've never in my lifetime seen a day like we're living in. Peace. He said, you have comforted my people slightly. Oh, call in peace. Brethren, we've got a world full of government that's telling you that everything's all right. They've got it under control. Yes, sir. I'm not off the mark this morning. My friend, I want you to realize, brethren, God loves you. But brethren, He's not going to condone you in your sin. He's not going to do it. Preacher, He's a loving God. You better believe it. I love that song they sung this morning. I've loved it ever since the first time I've heard it. And I've said this before, but I just be honest with you, it's the way I look at it. Well, preacher, it ain't what the song says. It may not be, but brethren, it fits me. Glory! His goodness is running after me. That's what the song says. I'll tell you, I went for months, I listened to that song, and I thought they said, His goodness is running out. not of me. Brethren, admit that the goodness of God ought to run out of us today. You don't have to amen that. My friend, but I'll be honest with you. There's more goodness of God around us and about us that we're giving credit this morning. Yes, sir. Glory, thanks be to God. Glory, hallelujah. Woo! His goodness, thank God, is all about us, folks. Oh, can I tell you, my friend, just how good God is to us. Woo! Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Jeremiah said, dig all them bones up. Dig them up, all of them. Did he not? He went through the list. Priests, prophets, all. He said, you dig them up and lay them out. Yes, sir. He said, they're not going to be buried. Listen, for that they worshiped, they did not worship him. I'm going to say this. I want you to hear. You say, preacher, I'm young. I'm a younger generation, and I don't believe in all that junk. I got news for you. You're going to perish with you. So-called God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I ain't got but one God this morning. And he ain't changed. He's an oldie. And he ain't changed. Yes, sir. He ain't changed. Thank God he's just as loving as he ever was, folks. You tell me how this world can continue, brethren, in the down slope she's going in. Think about it. I'm not in comparison, my friend, to nobody, no character in the Bible. I'm not trying to compare myself to anybody, but I want you to know that God ain't pleased, brethren, with this generation. And I'm living in it. There's no reason. There's no reason except one, my friend, that things are in the shape and the disgust that they're in. Why, preacher? Because you've ignored the Holy One of Israel today. You don't love God like your forefathers did. We've lost some things. We've smoothed over some things. We've hollered peace. Thank God when there was no peace. Is that not right? Preacher, that kind of preaching, my friend, your congregation going to slim down. I got news for you. My friend, there ain't a one of you mine. Glory! Hallelujah! If God lets you get away with it, He owes me an apology! Hear me. Hear me. Quote, preacher, we don't want to talk about what's going on today. No, you just want to broadcast it. And you want everybody to be happy about it. I ain't off the mark, folks. Preacher, you running for re-election? Not so. Not so. I'm as honest as I can be. If you could see my heart and see the heart of Jeremiah, I believe it'd be plain, my friend. You couldn't tell the difference. Jeremiah tried to help the children of Israel, and they wanted no help. Started at the top. Preacher, you need to find you another message. I got news for you. I dug this one out and it took me a while. Left the house this morning. I said, Lord, I'm going with nothing. Because that's what you give me. Huh? Yeah. Woo! Glory! Yes, I had the thoughts. Preacher, you can get somebody else. I had the thoughts. Sure did. Had the thoughts. But when I thought about doing it, he said, nah. I didn't know why. I didn't understand why. But I can tell you right now, I understand why. I do. Preacher, we've had good meetings around here, and you're going to preach a message like this? Brother, this message is fitting this morning. Amen. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I don't know how much help Jeremiah had, but I can tell you this. He had the Lord. Lord loved him. Matter of fact, the Lord pushed him. He didn't want to preach. Read your book. He got to the point, he said, I ain't saying another word. Huh? Brother, yeah. That's where he got to. I'm not preaching anymore. They ain't listening to me. Some of you younger ones might not understand, my friend, what's going on, but I'm just going to be honest with you. You need to understand. You need to understand how much God loves you. Amen. How much of His goodness surrounds you. Amen. Yes, sir. And it's about you. I'll get down to my message here in a minute, but I want you to realize that the fitting stage, my friend, of this message is for a church just like you that's in this day, my friend. I can't make a one of you. I've been preaching since 1976. long time before a lot of you was even born. But I'm going to tell you something. I ain't never made one man do one thing. And I ain't starting today. No, sir. You know why? Because that I am preaching unto you, I know where it come from. Brethren, you may not like it, but brethren, you'll perish in your sins if I don't preach the word to you this morning. These things that God's not pleased with. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's going on. There ain't nothing I can do about a lot of places. And I can't make you do one right thing. I can't make you do one wrong thing. But I'll promise you one thing. You're going to know the difference if God helps me. Preacher, I didn't know you were so riled up at us. Do you know what? Jeremiah loved these people. He loved them so much, my friend, that when he got finished with Jeremiah, he wrote him a book of Lamentations. And it was about the sorrows that he himself had went through because of the situation of the people. Yes, sir. There's a verse in the book of Lamentations that says, "Mine eye hath affected mine heart." Mine eye hath affected mine heart. Now I want you to, you go look it up. It's in there. And that word affected, my friend, starts with an A. It's not affected, but affected. Huh? There's a difference. You go study it out. Mine eye hath affected mine heart. Preacher, you ain't gonna win many young folks preaching like this. I want to tell you something. They probably think about me like I thought about Carlton Rogers. I thought he was a madman. I did. I was 15 years old. I knowed it all anyway. Most 15-year-olds do. They think they do. They think they got it all under control. I'm going to tell you something this morning, and some of you older heads just need to listen, my friend. It ain't that we ought to get our children a hold of the horns of the altar. My friend, it is that we ought to get a hold of them. Brother, do not let go. Brother, this world needs us, folks. Yes, they do. They need us. Our children need us. Can I tell you something? Our grandchildren need us. And our great-grands need us. And you know what they need us to be? They need us to be them pillars around the church. Amen. Brethren, no matter where we are. Amen. There ain't been a time that I got in trouble that I didn't know I was in trouble. Yes, sir. Whether my dad and mother knowed it or not, I knowed it. I knowed I was in trouble. If they ever found out, I was in deep trouble. Yes, sir. Bigger than that. I just hoped and prayed they wouldn't find out some things. I wasn't so lucky. Our class, 1972, is when I graduated. High school. We never got to go nothing. They wouldn't take our class nowhere. Didn't go on no trips. Didn't do anything. And the real truth of it is, my friend, our class wouldn't no worse than the rest of them. It's just we got caught every time we'd done something. Yeah. They just thought we was worse. Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can rest assured this morning. I don't care what doctor you've been talking to. I don't care what preacher you've been counseling to. My friend, I want you to know if sin is in your life, it will be between you and God, and you already know it. I don't have to tell you. We got it all took care of, preacher. It's all covered up. David tried to cover his too. Didn't he? He done a pretty good job. Except he wasn't dealing with man. Glory, Robert! Listen! Folks, you ain't dealing with me! Brother, you've got gods you've got to answer to. Preacher, he'll just forgive me. He'll just forgive me. He'll wipe that slate clean. I'm going to agree with you. But brethren, you're going to come in a different attitude than what you're in of that he'll forgive me. He's got to forgive me. He's God. Well, give him a shot. Give him a shot. You know what it takes to get forgiveness? Repentance. Not just being sorry. Now, I've heard that till I'm about sick. Ain't you? Well, I'm sorry. I doubt it. You won't know my opinion? I doubt it. I'm sorry. Did you know what the book says? What the Bible says? It says godly sorrow worketh repentance that need not be repented of. Brother, in other words, it'll work. It will work. Brethren, just being sorry, brethren, will not get you forgive this morning. Preacher, you're making it too hard on me. I'm not in your shoes. Preacher, you talk like you're preaching to somebody. I am preaching to somebody. I'm not preaching to a bunch of empty pews. And I hope somebody out there, my friend, is listening. But the fact of it is, this is the message. This is where the message fell this morning. Brethren, they ain't nobody up on the face of this earth loves you like I do. You got a funny way of showing it. My dad whipped me a few times. Not many. Because it normally, when he got finished, I pretty much knowed. You know what I knowed, Danny? I knowed I didn't want another. Thank God I could keep myself in a place where I didn't get too many. You hear me? Oh, preacher, it don't matter. Oh, there's a world full of... You think we're sinners? You're look at the world, my friend. God judged the world too. He will. He is. Matter of fact, let me say this. Matter of fact, do you know God's line of judgment to this world is the church? Oh, it is. He's left it in the church's hands. Yes, sir. If there's a line of judgment, I'm just going to be plain with you. My friend, there's a lot of denominations pulling out from their own denomination. They've been that away for years. Why, preacher? Because of what they have allowed in the denomination. Yes, sir. Hear me. When you know where the line is, when you know what the judgment line is, don't you try to stay on the good graces. Try to. Should.
Yes.
Don't always happen, does it? Well, preacher, I love mine. I love mine. I love mine too. Do you know what? They have to know where you stand.
Amen.
They have to know. They have to know. There's some things you don't bring home. Oh, preacher, we'll bring them. Well, love's going to overcome hatred. Do you know this world don't even know what hatred is? All this junk going on. Hatred. Hatred, hatred. Can I tell you something? Do you know there's some things that God hates? He said six things I hate, and seven is an abomination unto me. Go and read them. They're in there. They're in there. You go in there, you know what happens? You know why we don't want to read them so much today? Guilty. Guilty, 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 guilty. It don't matter, dang. Everybody's doing it. Yeah, everybody's doing it. It's a shame. It's a shame. You all know what breaks your old pastor's heart sometimes. My friend, when I hear, my friend, about somebody behind the book board molesting these children, that gets me. I don't care who you tell, talk to, or anything else, that gets me. I can't help but to believe it gets God, too. Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, why'd you bring that up? People will tell you everything. You start talking to them about their lifestyle, they want to bring up all this other mess.
Yes,
well, I'm going to tell you something. I've bought apples before and oranges too. And when I find a bad one in there, I don't throw the whole bushel away. You hear me? Just that one. And if he's filtered off on another, and I get rid of him too. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory! Why, preacher? Because it's rotten, my friend. There's some things, my friend, you don't need to be hanging around. I'm just going to be honest with you. As a church member. Well, preacher, I'll overcome them. Not that way. You don't get in a basket with them to overcome them. No, you don't. Brother, the Lord will open that door.
Yes, he will.
Huh?
Yes, he will.
He sure will. You don't find me running around these bars and joints and all this mess. See a bunch gathered around somewhere smoking and carrying on. I don't get in the middle of them. I ain't going to. But I'll promise you one thing. The Lord has given me opportunity. Huh? He opened that door. When He opens that door, Danny, thank God you can walk in. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! Yes, sir. Can I tell you something? Who was it went and seen David? Nathan? Nathan the prophet? I venture to say, the scripture don't say, but I venture to say that wasn't Nathan's first trip to the kingdom, to the palace. He'd probably been there before. Hezekiah. Who was it come see Hezekiah? I venture to say that Isaiah had been to Hezekiah and saw him in the palace many a time. Isaiah out there in the middle court, and they said, there's someone out in the middle. Well, who is it? It's Isaiah. Bring him on. Bring him on. Nathan. David said, well, who is it? They said, Nathan. Said, just bring him on. We've had discussions before. Huh? Conversations. We've sat down before. Isaiah told Hezekiah, he said, set your house in order. Thou, he said, for thou shalt surely die and not live. That's exactly what he told him. Huh?
Yes, it is. That's what he told him.
He had never heard that from Isaiah.
No, he hasn't.
Preacher, you ain't never preached like this. I got news for you. It might be the first time you've heard me.
Right.
Do you know that? It might be. I hate to say it, but I'm as honest as I can be. Some of you's just a big old boulder, my friend, and we're just chipping away. Chipping away. You know more than I do. I'm not going to get one-on-one with you unless you come see me and got a need. You hear me? You hear me? You say, preacher, I could call names this morning. Do you know that? Preacher, I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want that. The other night, I believe it was, revival, I was trying to get Rick's attention. Hubert went outside, and I didn't know. You don't know what happens, goes on. I didn't know where it was okay for him to go out or not. I was trying to get his attention, and Deb finally looked, and she didn't understand when she went back and said, I thought you was calling me out. Huh? Huh? Think about it. Did you know that God knows your name? Did you know that God knows where you live? Did you know that God knows where you work? Did you know He knows which way you go to work? Which store you stop at? You say, preacher, you're being plumb silly. No, this is what God knows about you, my friend. And when you lay that head on your pillow at night, you don't think God knows you? You don't think He wants to converse with you? You don't think He wants to talk to you? Sleepless nights. Why? Why would we spend sleepless nights, my friend? Because of our sin. David, my friend, never had put together anything like he did for Uriah the Hittite. Never. Never had. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You may think I'm crazy, but I don't believe it's the first time that David had ever seen Bathsheba. Put that in your pipe. Huh? Think about it. But brethren, the one time is supposed to have been on the battlefield. Listen. Listen. Preacher, I've done everything except what? Preacher, I've done everything. I'm coming to church. I'm doing all I can. I got news for you. You can't fix it this morning.
Amen.
It's going to take the Lord. It's going to take the Lord in your heart. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You're going to be an open shame. Preacher, get off that. I will when the Lord says. Get off of it. Today, I ain't off of it. The Bible says this is what Jeremiah brought to the children of Israel. He said, this is what we're going to do. He said, you're going to lie out and the residue is going to destroy you. Because you love the sun. And you love the moon. And you love the earth. We got them today. I don't care. Preacher, you're going against the grain. Most of the time, God goes against the grain. Do you know that? The truth of it is, there's a lot of them that we talk about, my friend, that was easily coming to the Lord, but there's a lot of them didn't want to see him. Philip was one of them. Didn't he ask the question? Anything good come out of Nazareth? I mentioned it the other night. There's some of you, thank God. I'm going to tell you something. God's a better preacher than I am. Do you know that? Jesus is a better preacher than I am. You know why? Because he's not just saying a lot of words, my friend. He's pricking that heart this morning. And brethren, you can forget Randy. But as you go on your way, my friend, you ain't going to forget that spirit. If it ever gets a hold of you, my friend, you ain't going to forget it. And the fact of it is, it's got to get a hold of you. If not, you're just you. Y'all don't like my preaching. It's my 4th of July Independence Day message. Huh? You say, preacher, you preach like that? You ought to speak peace on us this morning. You know what? You know what Jeremiah said to them prophets that had soothed just a little? He said, you spoke peace. They wanted Jeremiah to speak peace. Do you know what? Jeremiah didn't have a peace message. No, he didn't. You know what Jeremiah's message was? Read it. It's on over there, but it's just about what I've read you this morning. They had come, judgment had come. It had come. He said, you're going to spend 70 years in captivity. And all these prophets run around, peace, peace. You know what the Lord said? The Lord said, I didn't send them. Amen. Huh? They is hollering. Amen. They is prophesying. But the Lord said, I didn't send them. Folks, I want you to know this morning that the Lord loves you. He loves you just as much, my friend, as he loved the children of Israel. But Isaiah said it like this. He said, your sins have separated between you and your God. That's what separates. Preacher, I feel like a stranger. Feel like the Lord don't love me. I can't find him. Well, there's normally a problem when all that goes on. And you know what the problem is? It ain't the Lord. It ain't the Lord. They, some of us, my friend, need to go home today and look in the mirror. And ask yourself a question. Is the Lord pleased with me? That'd be a tough one, wouldn't it? Huh? Is the Lord pleased with me? Why, preacher, I've been coming to this church all my life, and I ain't never heard the beat. Well, you sure have. You sure have. The truth of it is, my friend, I'll say it again. Brethren, this might be the first time you've ever heard it. I know what I'm talking about. Don't you? I know what I'm talking about. I don't know your heart. I'm not living above any of you. I'm a person, I'm a man, just exactly like you are. I am a fallible creature. I am. But by God's help, I'm going to try not to fall. Yeah, by His help. It takes Him, Leroy, in my life. I loved Frank Owens. I did. I remember him very well. Appreciate him. I shouldn't have called his name. You know why? There's too many. There's too many out of this church, my friend, that was, I didn't call them my heroes. They was some of my bestest friends. Yes, sir, in this world. Some of my bestest friends. Now, Leroy, I'll tell you, Frank was a preacher. But did not Frank preach on experiences? Huh? Yeah, that's what he preached on. Is that not right? He did. That ain't why I love Frank Owens. I love Frank Owens, my friend, because when you come to the house of God, he is sitting right there. Yeah, Sister Josie sat right over there. And there's several of them ladies sat right there on that second bench. Yep. Several of them. They was my bestest friends. Mm-hmm. Do you know that? Little old young feller come in here. Yes, sir. Didn't know nobody. I know the Lord. You know the good thing of it is, Danny, the Lord knowed me. Woo! It's good. It's good when God knows you. When He knows you. Clinton Lunsford sat right there. Clinton Lunsford get up and preach, and you know what he'd preach on, folks? Sin. Sin. Did he not? I got acquainted with a lot of them. I got acquainted with some men set up in that amen corner. And they sat there the whole service. Did they not? Well, preacher, why can't we do all that today? It was their place. They know where their place was. There's one of them. I'll tell it. I was young. Mountain View didn't know me, and I didn't know them. That Raymond Davis, he bothered me. He bothered me. You know why he bothered me? I was a young man. I'd go right back there, and as we'd leave, we'd shake hands. You say, preacher, you ought not tell. I'm going to tell it. It's real to me. Listen. It come time to shake hands, old Raymond Davis hit that door. He hit that door. It bothered me. Young man. I get to praying. You say, preacher, you know Darrell and them's here. I know they're here. Nice young. I didn't understand everything. Had no understanding. There's one Sunday morning. It's about 6 months like that. I remember very well. Very well. There's one Sunday morning, lo and behold, here come Raymond. Yeah. And you know what? When I left this church, I thought Raymond going with me. He didn't get on to you. He just asked me. He said, are you sure? You asked the same thing, did you not? But you know what? It's one of them friends. You hear me? It clicked. You hear me? I'd been around Thurman Hightower a little bit. I don't know why I'm telling all this. I want you to know this morning, church, my friend, I know you before you got here.
Bless him, Lord.
A lot of you. And I know what you've heard. I know what you've sat under. I know, my friend, not just your dads, but I know your granddad. Yes, sir. It's a reason Mountain View carried on. Folks, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm not being mean. My friend, I said it a while ago, I'll say it again, my friend. It ain't just young people needs to get a hold. There's a lot of older ones need to lay hold, thank God, and don't let go this morning. Amen. You need to get a hold of what your dad had. What your granddad. Hear me? Thurman Hightower loved him. Always had. In the 70s, he preached revival, and I never will forget a night. One service night. We started at 7:30 every night. And I kid you not, 10:30 rolled around, and that man hadn't slowed down. 11 o'clock rolled around, and he was wide open, it looked like. Seriously. Sometime after 11, he went through every bench of that church. Every bench. That, don't ask me why I know or why. I really don't know. It didn't matter to me, but I know. About 12:10, we was out all on the front of the church and him still preaching. Got started back up, back there shaking hands. Yes, sir. And behold, somebody got saved out on the porch. Huh? After midnight. I'll never forget it. Meant something to me. He's preached for me times and times again. I become his pastor, and he come up here. He come through one day. He said, where you been all my life? Now, I didn't do that, but the Lord did. You know, you hear me? The Lord did. Yes, sir. Put us together. Do you know what I feel here this morning. Well, preacher, you ain't preached like it. I feel like we're together.
Amen.
Don't you?
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm just going to be as plain as I know how to be. You know what the Lord told Jeremiah? He said, Jeremiah, he said, make your face like flint. He said, these people are stones. He said, but I'm going to make my word in your mouth as a hammer. You hear me? Do you hear me? I've got the same determination. You may buck on me. You may become a stone. But brethren, God help me. I'm going to be the hammer this morning. I hate it. No, I don't. No, I don't. Thank God I love it. I love it when the Lord just gives me what I need. Don't you? Preacher, I didn't need all this. Well, I did. I did. Come get a verse of a song. I didn't get to my message. Good thing I didn't tell you what I was preaching on, wasn't it? I didn't get to it, but I believe the Lord did. Huh? Leroy? Leroy. We need some soul searching. Yes, sir. We need some identification. Brethren, from us this morning, of just who we belong to. Or else, judgment. Preacher, judgment ain't coming to me. I'm one of his. It's coming to you more so. Read that book and see if it ain't. They wasn't a people upon the face of the land that God loved like he loved Israel. Not a people. But God was merciful unto all mankind, even under the law. Did you know this book teaches you to do good unto all men, especially them that are of the household of faith? Yes, sir. Preacher, I'll eat you today. Well, you can chew all you want to. I ain't going nowhere. Glory, hallelujah! Yeah. That might just put another coal on the fire. Let us stand.